The replacement of the city's top legal beagle. That is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Christina Jedra is on the line today. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you have a scoop.
Well, yeah, I sort of stumbled upon this story yesterday, poking around the city website, as local reporters do. I came across a letter posted from the mayor asking the city council to formally replace Corporation Counsel Donna Leong, who has been on paid leave since January 2019 when she got an FBI target letter. So she's officially out, and acting Corporation Counsel Paul Aoki is up for the job permanently.
Yeah, he has been filling the seat, you know, since she's been pulled out of the limelight.
That's right. Yeah, he's been running the department as the city's top civil attorney. And in the meantime, Leong has been on paid leave for most of the time since January 2019. As of May 1st of this year, she was transitioning to unpaid leave for reasons the city has not disclosed. And so she was unpaid, but she was using accrued vacation time. So she was still technically a city employee. And the city never said when her vacation days expired exactly, but she wrote a letter of resignation dated July 13th, and her retirement is effective August 1st. And the city never really announced any of that.
So do we know, why they made the switch from paid leave to, you know, unpaid leave?
No, they haven't explained that, and they haven't explained why Leong is suddenly now retiring. Her resignation letter hints at something. She said that she had hoped to return to work to continue her service to the city and retire at the expiration of Mayor Caldwell's term. But she said, quote, "Your recent actions make clear that is no longer an option." She doesn't specify what that means, and I've repeatedly asked the mayor's office for comment, but as of this morning, they've been totally silent on the matter.
Now, Donna Leong was put on leave because of her link to what was happening with the Ke Aloha case, right? With the police chief.
Right. She's received an FBI target letter, which means that the feds have substantial evidence linking her conduct to a crime. We don't know yet what exactly that is, but the city disclosed at the time of her target letter that it had to do with the severance payment to former police chief Louis Ke Aloha. But still, the grand jury investigation is ongoing as far as we know. No one's been, indicted. So we're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Right. But we've got other city employees who are on leave for various reasons, not just the Ke Aloha case.
Yes, we have elected prosecuting attorney Keith Katashiro is still on leave. His first deputy, Chase Itzapolu, is also on leave and has been since about December 2018. And we have managing director Roy Amamiya, who is still working but has received a subject letter. So there's a little bit of inconsistency in terms of who has been called before a grand jury and who is still working and who isn't.
And I know that I think several reporters have tried to get clarification about what makes it okay for the MD to stay on the job when everybody else has been pulled back.
Right. The mayor hasn't offered much clarity on that. He just said that managing director Amamiya is essential during this time. He's, leading a lot of the efforts to respond to the pandemic, and he said he's needed now more than ever. I'm not sure why the city's top civil attorney wouldn't be just as important. She's a key cabinet member, but she's officially retired, so we're going to have a new one, I guess.
Well, you talk about the disparity, and I know initially when we had called over to the prosecutor's office to find out about Chase Itzapolu's status, we were initially told that he was, I think, directed by Keith Conoshiro to take unpaid leave and had to use up his vacation. But then that got reversed because they said, well, that's not fair.
That's right. And I've asked the city if there's any written guidelines that say, what's supposed to happen if someone is accused of something or if there's a cloud of suspicion over them and they need to go on leave. And they've said there really is no written guideline, that they just kind of take these things case by case. So that's what we've seen. Meanwhile, there's another cabinet member, the Enterprise Services Director, Guy Ku'ulukukui, who is on paid leave following allegations in a civil lawsuit about things that happened in the 80s at Kamehameha School. So you know, it seems sometimes that there's no rhyme or reason, but if there is, the city hasn't disclosed it.
And your article mentions that you did check in with Ron Manor, and the resignation came as a surprise to him, too?
That's right. Manor chairs the council's Executive Matters and Legal Affairs Committee, and he said yesterday that he didn't even know that Leong had retired. It was news to him. But he said that he was glad that the administration is finally moving forward to select a new corporation council. He called the decision long overdue.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read her story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.